don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, Three Wide Nation? This is the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III here with y'all once again, coming to y'all from Manhattan, Kansas for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Get Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. This is, again, playoff edition, round two. We will touch on the playoff drivers here momentarily and talk Xfinity Series here coming up very shortly. Of course, you can find the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Radio.com, and SoundCloud for the latest of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcasts, Podcast EG3. So there is that as well. Changing things up a little bit on this episode. There's going to be no truck talk on this episode because that's going to be a separate episode. So that's two episodes right there. And yes, I've been warning y'all about 200. That's two right here, including tonight. We are closing in. It's probably less than four episodes out away. And I have already confirmed my 200th episode guest. Yep, plural, folks. Guest on the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. That is correct. So, very pumped up about that. I know they've been busy this year, schedule-wise. But other than that, though, got that down. So, we'll see what happens here in the next few weeks or so. That's probably going to be about the end of round two of the NASCAR playoffs. So there is that as well. So continue to be on the lookout for that. Very pumped up for that as well. Straight on into the Xfinity Series. Xfinity Series and playoff talk on this episode of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. And the Xfinity Series... I did not, well, obviously, we've been paying attention much to football as of late. Peeked in a little bit with the Xfinity Series, including the first race. Did not get to see second race, but pretty much is the same story for all of them. All of a sudden, Justin Allgaier has heated up, folks, into the fall, and he's heated up at the right time, folks. Sweeping the weekend in Virginia. Both races, he was absolutely dominant. And of course, shades of Austin Cindric, Kentucky, had a dominant car, dominant the races. Justin Allgaier, finally. I mean, I've been kind of been begging for it on this podcast in particular. When is this guy going to get hot? When is he going to start winning races? Well, he's knocked down two of them. He's not really knocked down three of the last few races here, well, three of the last five, if you will, here in the Xfinity Series. Allgaier coming out of here, and of course, the series, I believe, all three divisions, I should say, are at Bristol this week. And as I'm speaking right now, speaking of trucks, I know I said the trucks begin, and I was going to say the trucks were going to be on a separate episode, and they still will be. So be out on lookout for that. I might have to drop that tomorrow. Yes, the opening playoffs is tonight for the Truck Series. They get set for their battle in race one, in round one of the 2020 Truck Playoffs there. And spoiler alert, Grant Enmenger over Matt Crafton last week at Richmond, scoring win number three of the season. Grant Enmenger, and the difference between last year, and I apologize if I'm bouncing all over the place already on this podcast, but Emminger came in there, no wins. I believe he had no, or one win or no wins at all. Had all those stage points. Actually, not stage points. Had all those championship points. Being the championship winner in the regular season, and we all know what happened there. So, can Emminger ride the script tonight? He's starting on pole as of recording this podcast right now. Brett Moffitt, also in the playoffs. Ben Rhodes, Matt Crafton, Austin Hill. I just read off the top five there. Your top 10 here. Well, actually, there's a couple of changes up in here, including Zane Smith, Tyler Ingram, Sheldon Creed. Your first eight drivers are playoff contending drivers. Chandler Smith and Christian Eckes, KBM Motorsports duo in the back end of this top 10. And Eckes is a playoff driver, and Todd Gilliland caps off the playoff talk there, starting in the 11th position there in the Truck Series. The Bristol beginning tonight. Here, when this podcast comes out, we'll know the winner of the round one of the Truck Plus. I want to save that for a separate podcast there. So definitely, I'm probably going to wait until tomorrow to do that. Or actually, yeah, tomorrow at some point to do that. So that's actually perfect timing there. So folks, going into the weekend, the Trucks episode preview playoffs. I know we're going to be a race behind, but anyways, better late than never, right? So the Truck episode will come out at some point tomorrow night. So I plan on doing separate episode of the Trucks tomorrow night. That's just a snippet what I'm talking about here on the podcast here tonight on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. So there's that. I just read off the playoff drivers there. And of course, they expanded the field from which I hated. I hated it earlier. 8 extended to 10. Did not like it because thought it wouldn't be much drama there. We had that, of course, with two guys in the playoffs last year, Sauter and Friesen, not in the playoffs this year. And Sauter's terrible, horrible 2020 season can't come to end soon enough. So there's that as well. They opened the playoffs at Bristol, and I'm going to book in that right there. So be on the lookout for a separate episode of the Truck Playoffs, and I'll actually recap a little bit of that race tonight. So that was a good reminder for myself as well. So that's the end of that discussion. Back to the Xfinity series. Yeah, Allgaier put an ass kicking on the field in Virginia. Both the Gold Bowling 250 and the Virginia is for Racing Lovers 250. He was the man on a mission. And obviously early on, up until last few weeks, so he's been snake bitten, winning all the stages, leading a ton of laps, but all of a sudden now, he should be a force to be reckoned with going forward there. Allgaier winning race one under the lights last week, leading 78 laps and having to hold off hard charging Justin Haley from a colleague racing. 51 laps led there. Kyle Busch was in this field, finishing the third spot. Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain, your top five. Brett Moffitt, as I mentioned, Brett Moffitt made it the playoffs in the Trucks. He'll be going green here shortly. He finished sixth. Michael Annette seventh. Noah Gregson eighth. Cass Grala ninth. And Ryan Hirsch round out the top 10. You want to switch it to the Virginia is for Lover Racing Lovers 250. Well, same thing here. I mean, these doubleheaders this year, probably outside of one, have been dominated by one driver. I mean, yeah, you go back to Homestead earlier this year. And Noah Gregson also had a car to beat there and came up a couple of positions short in both of them. Really, so in theory, there could have been sweeps all around, but except for Homestead was not the answer there. Allgaier, 135 laps, led a dominant performance here. In this case, Jeb Burton in an 8 car for Junior Motorsports in this particular race finished in the second position, following Ross Chastain, Harrison Burton. Ross Chastain was up there. He led a total of 58 laps. Harrison Burton fourth, Noah Gregson fifth. Back in the top 10, Justin Haley backs up his performance there with a 6th place effort. Michael Annette, Brandon Jones, Cass Grala. How about that? And Austin Cindric is your 10th place finisher right there. So, yeah, Allgaier stepped up to the plate and he swept the weekend there in the Xfinity Series race. And obviously, they'll be racing tomorrow night at Bristol. Their regular season is winding down here. So, they're the only series, ladies and gents, that is still in regular season form.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Austin Cindric still your point leader in a regular season standings here with just only a couple of races left. Cindric opened it up 71 in front of Chase Briscoe right now. So unless something catastrophic happens, Cindric could be walking himself right to the regular season championship there in that aspect right there. And if you switch to the playoff screens right there, Justin Allgaier's resurgence has pushed him as a plus goal to start this weekend for them. He will be the third seed in the Xfinity Series standings right there. So Austin Cindric, Briscoe, Allgaier, Gregson, Jones, Haley, Burton, all highlighted there with wins this year. Multi-wins, except for, yeah, that's right, actually. Everybody in that's highlighted there, it has been a multi-series winner this year. That's pretty damn impressive right there. And it's, I mean, there's been the questions about this field this year. Obviously, losing the big three. I mean, who was going to step up to the plate and be the man in the series? Well, we have several of them. It's been a Cindric Briscoe show mostly, but it's been pretty spread out here. I mean, all these guys, I mean, the stats prove it to themselves here. Any one of these guys can win on a given weekend, and really, it's really even out. Yes, the 22 and the 98 have been the class of the field all year long, but in theory, this thing has been spread out now. Anybody can get hot at a perfect time, and when you enter in the playoffs, you want to be in that position as well as all guys heated up here as of late here. So, and the only person I know, yes, there's 12 that go. Chastain, Annette, Sieg, Herbst, and Brandon Brown cap off the playoff 12 right there. Jeremy Clements, 49 out of the final playoff spot. Yeah, he'll need to have some help, obviously, going forward there right there. So he'll need some help there. But yeah, obviously, Ross Chastain, the big name in here, that has still has not won yet. And that's hard to believe because, like, I mean, this was, I mean, we keep, I keep referring to it on this podcast. And it's still, you know, why Ross Chastain has not won yet, I have no idea. But, you know, he's put himself in position to do it. He just has not had the time to do that. EG3, Eddie Greeter III for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're going to take a quick intermission break here in a few moments. The plan wasn't to do that, but I'm going to take a quick intermission break here in a little bit. But before I do that, though, we're going to talk the first half of the playoff field. Richmond, the Cup Series race now, transitioning on into that, folks. And I was watching this race back and forth between this race and the Clemson Wake Forest college football game last weekend. So I had the on the tablet, I had NASCAR race on and on mute. So I knew, obviously I knew what's going on. So yeah, but at the end of the night though, Brad Keselowski, I mean, yes, the caution, no cautions really, other than the stage breaks was, yeah, that was eye-opening. I thought there was one caution in there, but no cautions other than the stage breaks, and we have seen that movie before. And it's his case right there. Brad Keselowski putting himself, getting more playoff points, and obviously a ticket in the next round wins the Richmond race last weekend, the Federated Auto Parts 400. Whopping 192 laps, and he puts himself, well, he was already in, guys, he was already in the conversation to be a player to get to Arizona. I mean, obviously he led last. Everybody's now talking about him in that conversation, and well deserved. When they paid this guy up with Jeremy Bullens, I thought, I laughed. He's the laughing stock. They gave him somebody that doesn't have that big old resume or whatever, and this team going to struggle a little bit. But when you have a champion, former NASCAR champion in Keselowski, and the way that he drives, man, I mean, these guys have clicked. So, I mean, they proved all of us wrong. I mean, they proved me wrong, that's for sure. And Keselowski putting the fear in. I mean, next round, woo, next round, it's going to be something. The next round of these playoffs, you have Las Vegas is going to be a hell of a race. I know I'm looking way too far, well, a week in advance, but that's going to be maybe the biggest race of the year for the guys that transfer. I know we have unfinished business. Saturday night is going to be a big race, one particularly Brad's teammate, Ryan Blaney. And we'll get to him in a little while. But Keselowski, 192 laps, scoring another win this year. And Keselowski, 192 lead laps in holding off Martin Truex Jr. And I just want to go back, catch that stat real quick before I said something. Yeah, it was win number 4 for Keselowski this year in 2020. Getting himself to the next round and joining the next round, obviously, is Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin starting out the playoffs, finishing outside the top 10 in both these races. And, I mean, Denny Hamlin had a chance to win the first race, took himself out of it, and then won stage 2, giving himself another playoff point when you need really no more playoff points. But he did won stage 2 and then didn't hear from him no more after that. And this is in all the handful of tracks for Hamlin, one of his top 3 best racetracks. So Darlington, Richmond, I mean, thank goodness for Hamlin. If I'm Hamlin, thank goodness you have all those playoff points, because back to back, no top 10s here in the playoffs. So again, there it is. I mean, you have to think about it, because this guy has not won a championship yet. And until then, he stays with the Martin situation, all that other stuff. I mean, he's had a tremendous year. He and Kevin Harvick, and the fact that you put an opportunity is to strike fear in any of these guys. The 2 car is one of them, that's for sure. So, I mean, it could be all cakes and roses for those guys. But when it comes out, I mean, I know we're talking about weeks down the road here, this championship battle, or championship 4, I should say. But we got a lot of racing inside that, and there are a lot of theories thrown around. But yeah, Keselowski called a shot once again, and once again backs it up with a dominant performance there. Okay, I remind you guys again on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, the 3-Wide podcast with EG3, wherever floats your boat. So the plow driver's going to get the top. Yep, get most of the hype now. Unless you're the leading non-plow driver, you're not going to get much talked about. So I want to remind all of our listeners and even new listeners who downloaded the podcast, we're in playoff mode. So, I mean, this is elimination race number 1, Bristol, Saturday night. And like I said, might be looking a little too far. Keselowski's teammate in trouble. Satellite teammate in trouble, and beat Matt DiBenedetto. So this could be very interesting. Ryan Blaney, let's get to him for a second here. Blaney calling his shot is saying that better watch out, because you slow, you're gonna get the boot, pretty much. That's what he's saying. And we know Blaney's been super fast at Bristol, but the results don't show it. He always gets caught up in somebody else's mess, and that's kind of the wild card in this whole deal. In this whole situation here is the fact that, I mean, Bristol, short track, and there will be fans, and I'm pretty sure, yeah, they're going to sell at least the settlement allotment point. Of course, you know, I believe the word I heard was 20 to 25,000 or something like that. I mean, I might be wrong on that, but that was the word that was given to me. At least there ain't gonna be no 1,000 fans. I mean, this is a big race, elimination race to see who makes the next round. And I mean, this could get crazy in a blink of an eye. You get caught up in somebody's mess, especially you're in the transfer spot. That could be taken away just like a snap of a quick snap of a finger, just like that. And Blaney, he cannot afford to get up in somebody else's mess. He's gonna have to go to get up in there. And like he's gonna have to back up what he said, like Keselowski. You're gonna have to get up there and do it. And Ryan Blaney has been killed by mistakes. Obviously, the 10-point penalty could come back to cost him when you haven't even ran a lap in the playoffs. That really stinks. And then really struggling on his worst racetrack there. So yeah, Blaney right there, and Ryan Blaney having to pit another chance, another time during this race at Richmond last week. Ryan Blaney finished in the 19th position there. So Blaney in trouble. And if you're obviously, if you're Ryan Blaney, you're coming to pretty much one of your favorite racetracks here that you've been fast at. So, Blaney right now, yeah, you're sitting not in a comfortable position, obviously, here. Let's see where he is. Yeah, Ryan Blaney, last 27 out. And, yeah, you're going to have to go up there and pretty much, yeah, you're gonna have to go up there and score last stage points. And not only that, mega stage points through stage one and two, then you put yourself in a spot. Now, you have to have some help, too, at that. But maybe the solution for him is go out there and win. I mean, he's had rating race cars at that racetrack. And the bad thing for him is he can't finish because of bad situations. And the perfect example, really, I mean he's been in position. I mean, he either up front leading, gets caught up in somebody else, or in the top five, three, or four, and gets caught up in somebody else's crap. And that's where you put yourself in trouble for that spot. So, yeah, you're Blaney. Yeah, you have to put, you got to go out there and try to go out there and think you're winning, really, in that case, and hope that some of the other guys above him or in the playoff driver spot right now, talking about right now, can put yourself in that position to capitalize on somebody's mistake or somebody's misfortune. So, like MTJ's talked about this week, the unknown is what you can't control. Yeah, so even if you're safe now, you get caught early and no finish, that could really bite you in the ass. So that's the big wild card in this thing. No Blaney can get it done. He's gonna have to go out there and try to win, and yeah, score stage points and win. If somebody has a rough night, that's what it's really coming down to. Matty D struggling as well. Di Benedetto 25 out of the chance spot. Yeah, I mean, Di Benedetto's gonna need. he's gonna need the same thing as the fortune there in that aspect. There, Matty Benedetto. Also, Bristol is one of his better racetracks as well. Obviously, the last time we were here in this setting, not a playoff setting, but in this setting, Heartbreak Hotel, Denny Hamlin catches him, passes him for the lead, and that was that for Di Benedetto there. Contact was made by a lap car, Newman, and that was all Shira right there. So, Matt Di Benedetto, yeah, he knows what he has to do. Yeah, you can't screw around. This team has been pretty much out to lunch in this round of the playoffs. And the next two up in front of him, well, this could get interesting real quick. I know we're dancing around. Matt Di Benedetto finished 17th at Richmond last week. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with yours truly, EG3, Eddie Greer III, in the building here. I know I said we're going to take a break. We're gonna actually push on here. I waved it off, so I'm good right now. So, anyways, continuing on here, Cole Custer ate out of the last transfer spot, and Cole Custer, I mean, he's in a position. I mean, what you asked for. I mean, this is it. I mean, you gotta go up there and get stage points. I mean, that's the key, and stay out of somebody else's trouble. That's the key for them right there. 8 points, that is manageable right there. You can put yourself in these compositions. When it comes time for the elimination race, this is where you want to be in. William Byron is the first guy out. And Cole Custer finished 14th at Richmond last weekend. And William Byron, three out from Clint Bowyer, who has the last transfer spot going in to Saturday night's race. Now, Byron obviously had a hell of a momentum after walking off Daytona a few weeks ago. Hasn't really transferred. I mean, yeah, wow. Darlington really, I mean, that team really struggled. I still don't know how in the world, you know, he finished in the fifth spot at Darlington. I top five at Darlington. I don't know. I mean, that team really struggled. Here, he finished 21st. So, again, not a factor in this race either. So, but you're only 3 points out and not making life easier for Clint Bowyer, who has the last playoff position there. So, Byron, Chad Knaus, can they pull a rabbit out of the hat and get it done, get themselves in that position, into the training spot? We'll have to find out and see there coming up here. And we have the starting lineup also for the race, the Irwin Tools night race at Bristol, the first elimination race of these playoffs, 2020 playoffs in the Cup Series. So Byron, three out, and that's a four out right there. Byron, Custer, yeah, Benedetto, and obviously there, everybody's stunned at Blaney right now, and this is it. This is your season, and he said it in a video conference call yesterday. This is it for them guys here. You told me he would be in a spot. I would have told you there's no way, but yeah, early on, I mean, hey, hate to go back to it, but again, Blaney, I mean, he before COVID hit the U.S., yeah, he was rolling. I mean, a couple of second place finishes and maybe, I mean, a couple of wins escaped him a little bit here and there. But yeah, this team, other than, I mean, either it's unluck on getting on that side of the coin or just been running bad. So when you look at it, and the frustrating thing of it is, I mean, he still can't solve Richmond. Keselowski and Logano were riding up there, bang winners up in the top three. All night in this race, it seemed like, and yeah, Blaney was nowhere to be found. Well, Ryan Blaney, he better show up, and we better show up fast on Saturday night if he has any chance to get himself transferred to the round of 12, folks. Three Wide NASCAR podcast here, and we're going to take a step aside for a quick break here on the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. We will recap the guys who are currently in. We already talked about the transfers. Who's already in the next round? Harvick with his win at Darlington. Keselowski winning last week. And Hamlin advancing with the points. So the rest of the field, we'll take a look at them. And of course, give you the starting lineup for Saturday night's race at Darlington. What I'm talking about. At Bristol. Coming up here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We're coming back after this.
Coming out of turn four, we're back with the 3-Wide podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Three Wide Podcast. EG3 is back here in Manhattan, Kansas, the MHK, on this Thursday night, September 17th, 2020, Eddie Gritter III, here with y'all. Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all NASCAR, and we're going to record right up to the top of the hour. The trucks are about to get started with their playoffs. Grant Enbinger on the pole as we record this podcast right now. So, the other playoff drivers that obviously are still in it and have a chance to get on, transfer to the next round, MTJ, Martin Truex Jr., second, and does not win three in a row at Richmond, but after a shaky first run, James Small and company getting the job, getting it done there. MTJ finishing in the second spot, and this could be easily 10 straight races for a top three finish. Obviously, we know happened at Darlington. Hopefully, that from a fan's perspective, that does not become bite him in the ass. We talked about the bad luck situation that he's referred to this week, so that's going to be huge there. But yeah, I'm going to be interested, obviously, to see what he does at Bristol. Can he solve the riddle at Bristol? He's been competitive there, right? He's been right up there, but same thing as Blaney, getting somebody else's mess, and you can't have that. Especially, I mean, yeah, 38 might be might seem quote unquote comfortable right now, but that could all get wiped away. Especially, you don't score if you don't get out of first stage and score points. I think that's going to be the key there. If you can score stage points in one and two, maybe you have a chance there. But I know Martin has to finish 16th or better to secure a spot in the next round. So he ain't out of the woods just yet, and neither is a surprise. We'll wait till we get done with the third place driver, which is Joey Logano, mixing up all night long. And Joey Logano, by the way, he's not the posted. He starts once again on the front row with his teammate Brad Keselowski at Bristol on Saturday night. That is the Penske front row for the third installment of the 2020 playoffs there. But yeah, Logano leading 45 laps and finishing in the third spot there. Back quietly getting that competitive swagger back, if you will. But yeah, obviously the surprise of these playoffs is none other than Austin Dillon. I mean, yeah, yeah, guys, show me something. Guys, continue to show me something. And Austin Dillon, this car was on rails. This car, I mean, obviously had this race on mute watching the football game last week, but just watching this car was super fast. This car was on rails, really, really fast, and I don't know what's gotten this three team or not, but Jason Alexander and that whole three bunch right now putting themselves in very good position. But the same thing like MTJ, I mean, all this can go wiped away. You get wrecked, you get caught up in something, or you get mechanically something happens to you here early. I'm not trying to talk up something, but I mean, that's kind of the few that you got right there heading to Bristol and create excitement, and a lot of fans are going to be there. Austin Dillon can cap off a round one with another great performance here. Richmond, Bristol, one of his better tracks there. Austin, this three team right now is putting the clamps down, the mass of everybody right now. I mean, we're all of us. And you can't say that you going in here that Austin Dillon was going to be a player. I mean, I'll laugh at your stupid behind if you would say anybody would have said that, because I definitely had him out of the first round. But he's showing why. I mean, you got to run the races. I mean, I say this, whether you got to play the game, you got to run the races, you got to go out here and do it. I mean, everybody can go out here and say all this talk. You know, all this talk ain't nothing. You got talk is cheap. You got to go out and improve on the racetrack. And Dillon loves, you know, shutting the haters up, and this is what he's doing right now. Fourth place finish for him. So Chase Elliott, the other half of the Darlington Showdown 2 weeks ago, finishing the top five. He bounces back, and Chase Elliott also runs really good at Bristol. So Elliott has a little more momentum back here, and Kyle Busch, only 18 from the gig right now. And Kyle Busch, we know how it runs well here. At Bristol, Kyle Busch finished sixth. Kevin Harvick, uncharacter Harvick-like-esque. Even with the penalty, still finishes in the seventh spot there for Harvick after starting on the pole due to victory number one in the 2020 playoffs. Seventh, Erik Almirola continues the top 10 now. He's in, well, obviously he's in very vulnerable position, but Almirola, eighth, another solid run for him. Alex Bowman finished ninth. They are quiet ninth for him. And then Clint Bowyer. Clint Bowyer, top 10. He has the last transfer spot right now. And he can't be breathing easy right now. Because any mistake, any bad finish, yeah, you're like I've been preaching all night here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Yeah, you have no chance. So, I mean, stage points, again, would be critical here in this situation. And the last driver on here that we have not talked about, Kurt Busch, who also gets around Bristol pretty good. Multi-winner at Bristol, matter of fact. Speaking, 13th place finish at Richmond, which puts him only 7 points up on the cut line here to transfer on to the round of 12. Obviously, the round of 12, we'll look at that next week. So we got, but like I said, that's going to be whole wild card in itself. Bristol, I believe, is one of those wild cards here because, yeah, like I've been saying it again, don't want to beat a dead horse, but trouble. I mean, that's going to be the key. That's going to be key word of the night, I'm sure, what the difference is right now. So, you did Clinton Bowyer, three to the good. Kurt Busch and Almirola, only 7 points above that. And Kyle Busch, 18 right there. Bowman, 27. Chase Elliott, 28. Dylan, 36. Truex, 38. So, I mean, all these differences could be wiped away by getting caught in somebody else's mess or being wrong place at the wrong time. So, you know, Bristol, this is going to be a fascinating race. Hopefully, it will live up to the billing here. And, I mean, I keep my expectations even keel, so I'm not going to try to get high too low. And then like that, I'm just going to see how this all plays out on Saturday night in Bristol, Tennessee. Man, it's going to be something with that battle. So the battle, the transfer to the round of 12 will continue and end on Saturday night.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
EG3 for the 3Wide Podcast, underway in trucks as we start to close in on the end of this podcast. Brett Moffitt is your leader right now. Grant Evinger is second. Tyler Ankrum shot up to third. Sheldon Creed and Zane Smith, your top five, all playoff drivers. The opener, playoff opener for the truck series. And I will have much of a recap of that in the truck episode here for y'all heading into the weekend. So I wanted to do a truck only episode separate from that. So looking forward to doing that as well as the trucks get started with our playoffs there. They're under caution there at Bristol for there. And I will give a final update before signing up on this podcast. Yes, this podcast will go up tomorrow. 3Wide Friday, folks. It'll go out tomorrow, an hour before the Xfinity Series race, so it'll be out before then. So, but yeah, we'll know the winner of that race before then. So, Bass Pro Shops, I know I said Irwin Tools, so my bad. I'm sorry about that. Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race at Bristol has their starting lineup for the third and final race of this round to see who transfers into the round of 12 and who will be left out of the playoffs. Brad Keselowski, Logano, starts 1-2 there. I already mentioned that a few minutes ago. Martin Truex Jr. starts third. Harvick, fourth. Austin Dillon starts fifth. Chase Elliott, sixth. Denny Hamlin will roll off seventh. He's already moved on to the next round, obviously. He, Harvick, and Keselowski. Bowman, eighth. Kyle Busch starts ninth. Erik Almirola will start in the top 10. Clint Bowyer, Cole Custer, Kurt Busch, 11th, 12th, 13th, respectively. Blaney, he's going to have to do work from the 14th position. William Byron will start 15th. And Matty D caps it off the playoff drivers And it's win or go home for DiBenedetto and Blaney. I would put them in the same spot. 16th for Matty D in the highest finishing non-playoff driver in this field. We had all top 10, actually. You had to go down to big night for RCR. Tyler Reddick, your highest finishing non-playoff driver in the 11th spot. So RCR trying to show some muscle in the playoffs. I know, yes, Austin Dillon is on the verge, 500 laps from transferring to the round of 12, but Tyler Reddick obviously has shown why he's up there in the Cup Series this year. Another solid performance there for those guys, and the green flag will drop Saturday night. Again, the Xfinity Series tomorrow night, and of course, the Cup Series playoff race number 3 there. And of course, when you look at the drivers who get around here at Bristol, and of course, I'll touch on silly season here in a second, but just to wrap up who's good at Bristol here, Clint Bowyer, obviously the last time we were at Bristol, taking advantage of carnage between Logano and Chase Elliott, going for the win, and we might see that. We might see that again on Saturday night. And one night, obviously, won't be surprised. Clint Bowyer leads all playoff drivers. This is, again, stats going back to 2017 that I like to go back to. Six top tens for Clint Bowyer. He's going to need another one, and maybe then some, if he's going to move on to the next round of the playoffs. Next driver behind him, Denny Hamlin, with a win and 4 top tens. Average finish of 9th, and oh, by Clint Bowyer's average finish is 7th, and that includes that second place run-up finish to Brad Keselowski in the spring. Kyle Busch, average finish of 9, with his 3 wins and 5 top tens. They're in that situation, and Kurt Busch, one of those guys you're probably going to keep an eye on here all night, average finish of 10th, 5 top tens for Kurt Busch. So that's kind of the key players, playoff drivers here that you're going to be looking at here for really most of the night. If anybody else gets in trouble, we might be keying an eye on those guys as well. So a couple more minutes here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here. And I want to cap off here tonight, obviously, with silly season news here before we sign off tonight. Daniel Suarez and Gaunt Brothers parting ways here after the end of the season, when the final checker flag waves in Arizona. And yeah, Daniel Suarez has been an absolute afterthought after a potential career rising opportunity at Joe Gibbs Racing and Stuart Haas Racing, and getting downgraded to Scott Brothers. Well, obviously, you know, missing the Daytona 500. Huge disappointment there in the aspects there. And it really has been an afterthought this year. I mean, haven't heard much of this guy. I mean, which has been unfortunate there. Suarez saying you have to stay tuned to see what's next on this plate. So the 96 is open there for Gaunt Brothers. So that experiment blew up in their face there. So Suarez will not be back with that race team. So yeah, it's crazy. And obviously we forget about Eric Jones. All talk about Bubba. Yeah, making the decision not to come back to 2RPM next year. We talked about that last week's episode of the 3-Wide podcast. Yeah, so let's not forget about Eric Jones now in silly season. So that's kind of the big piece here. He and Bubba Wallace now. So we'll see what happens there. Cola Joy, Ty Dillon does not have a sponsor. And all that's rumored there, all that mess that's happening at Gertrude Main Racing right now. So, yeah, I mean, all these questions here are up in the air. And obviously, this pandemic does not help either. So, yeah, you can say what you want. But, yeah, this is going to be interesting. These playoffs are going to be definitely interesting to see what happens. I mean, the silly season is going to be interesting to see what happens there. In this aspect right there. Yeah, Dan Suarez kind of a little bit of news there on that front on silly season. I want to get you guys that information for signing off. And I want to check back in here. No, yes, this podcast comes out tomorrow night. But before that, it's going to be, whoo, it's going to be something there. They're back green again at Bristol, the Truck Series race. Of course, we'll do more of a kind of a playoff roundabout roundtable tomorrow on the podcast, and I have that out. Also, probably, I don't know the timetable on that one. I'm probably thinking Saturday morning. So, and yeah, by then, yes, race one will be in the books by then, but I'm probably going to plan on having that out on Saturday morning at some point. So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, just a final look here. Brett Moffitt, who has not won a race all year to this point. As the cap off the end of this podcast, Brett Moffitt leading Tyler Ankrum. Currently, Sheldon Creed is your top three. Zane Smith and Grant Ewinger has moved back into the fifth spot right there. So, yeah. Keep an eye on that. Obviously, I'm going to be switching on that here and keeping my eyes on that as well. So, I'm actually going to have to switch the TV screen when I get done with this podcast and tune into the rest of that. Hope you guys will watch it as well. The playoff one of the trucks are underway. So, man, yeah. Going in, predictions going in here, going into this race. Man, I mean, whew. I mean, gotta be something here. I mean, I'm gonna actually, you know, predictions here, you know, for the Xfinity and the Cup Series for tomorrow night. I'm gonna stay. I believe I picked Justin Allgaier on the first race. I believe I did that. I'm pretty sure I did. I mean, I'm 50-50. I might have to go back and check the last episode on that. But I'm gonna stay on that wagon because, right, I mean, last time we were at this racetrack, it was Allgaier and Gregson. Banging fenders and Gregson turning Allgaier, and we know that situation happened. So Justin Allgaier red hot right now, and he wants payback for what happened earlier this summer. I think Allgaier right now is definitely a man on a mission in the Xfinity Series right now. He has the hot hand right now. I'm going to stay with him, and I'm going to throw something in here for the Cup Series. I mentioned him a little bit ago. Haven't talked about him much, but the success of this race team and the veteran savvy. I'm going to go the other Busch brother. I'm going to go Kurt Busch in that one on Saturday to get a good run, get a good finish, and possibly mix up for the win. You never know in these things, but I believe he's got something. And he's come to the right track, which has a lot of success. Has won races, had a lot of success here, and I'm going to roll with him and see what he has. And I believe, and I'm going to roll with him to probably be one of those guys to hold off those four and transfer in the next round. So that's what I got this weekend on Bristol weekend. Man, can't wait to see what unfolds on the short track. Bristol under lights, fans in the stands. Man, get ready for some more action-packed short track racing in Tennessee this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap things up for another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Again, at Eddie_EG3, my Twitter handle, and the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your sports/racing podcast. You know where it is. You know how it is. Get it. So there it is right there as well. So whew, that's a mouthful in itself. But for right now, we're going to sign off for now. Big D, producer of this podcast, give him a quick shout-out as well. Eddie Greer III, Manhattan, Kansas, thank you for listening to tonight's episode of 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Be on the lookout for this podcast tomorrow night, an hour before the Xfinity Series race gets underway. And who will move on to the round of 12?
With EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.